WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The prosecution has rested in former President Trump's hush money trial. The defense is now questioning Robert Costello, an attorney and Trump ally. The U.S. offered its condolences to Iran on the death of President Ebrahim Raisi, but rejects any claims that it may have been involved in the helicopter crash last weekend that killed him. The TSA is bracing for what it expects to be the busiest summer for air travel. And it isn't even Memorial Day.
Four of the last 10 days have been in the top 10 busiest in the TSA's history at airport security checkpoints, according to new data. The agency saying it's already seeing the highest passenger travel numbers ever, and this summer it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency says expect airports to be busy already.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Dolly, the cargo ship that rammed the Key Bridge, was towed today to Baltimore's Marine Terminal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died and another man injured after a vehicle struck a tree early Thursday morning. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies, officers responded to a crash at 4:32 a.m. Police officials say the vehicle was traveling north on State Highway 71, approaching the roundabout at Highway 16. The vehicle continued northbound through the roundabout, left the roadway on the west side of the road, and traveled northbound into the ditch. The vehicle then re-entered the road on Hardwood Road just north of State Highway 16 and 71's roundabout. The vehicle left the road and struck a tree head-on. The 56-year-old passenger, Greg Weeble of Norwalk, was transported by ambulance to the hospital where he later died. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries from the crash but declined medical attention. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing late, lows in the mid-50s. Some strong storms tomorrow with pockets of heavy rain, high mid-70s. Still a chance of rain Wednesday, breezy and 70. Sunshine returns for Thursday, highs close to 80. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 67 right now. 99.7.
Already blasted by Bob Dylan, didn't I? 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in on the late shift today. Thank you to Dave Grant for swapping out our days today. The ride home, Monday in the books. Some rumbles of thunder today, some rain, some showers. Still likely as we go through tomorrow, those severe risks will be even higher. So we will keep you posted right here on 99.7 Max FM for anything that you need to know that might affect your day tomorrow.
So slashed and torn.
FM. tainted love.
FM Sports.
The Packers began the OTA phase of their offseason today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They're practicing today and tomorrow with reporter access on Tuesday. It leads up to the start of the mandatory minicamp on June 11th. Both Whitewater and La Crosse have advanced to the NCAA Division III Baseball Super Regionals Friday and Saturday at Whitewater, both teams advancing by winning their own regionals last weekend. There's more playoff hockey in Milwaukee tonight, where the Admirals host Grand Rapids in Game 2 of their Central Division Finals. The Griffins grabbed the series opener last Wednesday over the Admirals. Brewers square off against the Marlins in the first of a three-game series in Miami tonight. Joe Ross gets the starting nod for the Crew. And there's a Game 7 in the NHL tonight. Vancouver hosting Edmonton with a spot in the Western Conference Final at stake. Edmonton blew out Vancouver 5-1 on Saturday to force tonight's series tiebreaker. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Keep the memory of the phone call and of what you said.
about a great many things. But I've been there, I can see it. Carolina, nervous magician waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right. Nobody thinks or expects too much. Hollywood's calling for the movie right. Singing, hey baby, let's keep in touch. Hey baby.
Wake me up.
Always streaming on the free Civic Media app, 80s, 90s, and more. We're 99.7 Max FM. And yeah, if you're not in the car, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. What a novel idea, right? It's the free Civic Media app with Max FM. Music from Prince coming up after Sugar Ray on the Monday ride home.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand how to work it out. Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, normally this isn't something I talk about on the radio, but today is a particularly difficult day for many of us in the broadcast, especially the radio industry, as we lost one of our very own over the weekend. You might know him as Jim McGaugh. He was on our on a Madison radio station, WOLX. You probably can hear it here in Baraboo. But he spent his entire career in the Madison area, waking South Central Wisconsin up as of recently, and also spending some time on WKOW. Jim passed away yesterday of a heart attack at 62 years old. And Jim was one of the nicest people I swear I have ever met in my entire life. He was positive. He'd greet you with a smile, and you'd walk away feeling that much better about yourself after you met with Jim every single time. Jim McGaugh, Madison radio legend, passes away, 62 years old. Our thoughts are with Jim, his family, and of course, all who knew him.
Big Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsey, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Come to Tin Roof Dairy and get your ice cream treats. Do you miss the good old Choco Tacos from your past? Well, we have them, each handmade and topped with treats and candy. If you're looking for a good time, join us on May 22nd for Fill Your Stanley Cup event. Bring in any brand tumbler and we will fill it to overflowing with 20 or 25 ounces of your choice of ice cream. Check out our event page on Facebook. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing late, lows in the mid-50s. Some strong storms tomorrow with pockets of heavy rain, high mid-70s. Still a chance of rain Wednesday, breezy and 70. Sunshine returns for Thursday, highs close to 80. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now it's 70 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. Big and strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Boy Meets Girl on 99.7 Max FM. It's Concert or Cash once again tonight with Tony Lorino and Throwback Nation Radio. Your chance to win $500 in cash or see Def Leppard and Journey together in concert. Listen for that code word right at 8 o'clock here on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.